We are learning Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Ches on the base, and we're beginning in Tapir Omid, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, we mentioned this before a little bit. What did the Krashim look like? Tana Rabbanan, Krashim Milmatam Oivin Amma, on the bottom they were thicker Amma, the width was 1.5 Ammas, and the thickness was 1 Amma. Umilmatam, Umalon, Kolav Ahalchonat Espap. When it went up, the width stayed 1.5 amma, but the thickness when it got smaller until it was the etzba. Shenema, how do we know? It says in the pasuk, "Yiu samim mal roishay." It'll be samim mal roishay, and hey, no samim means that it gets tapered to etzba. Lalhon waimer tamu nichrosu. The pasuk in Yeshua says, "This talking about the yarding when it split." It says it dried up and it split. So you see, it's a lashon of getting smaller, drying up. That's the lashon tamim al roishay means that the Krashiv gets smaller on top. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Amma, Kashem Shal Milmatam, or even Amma, just like on the bottom, it's a thick Amma. Kach Milmatam, Amma, on top, it's also a thick Amma. How do we know that? Shnema Yachtov, it says Yachtov, which means they're the same. Vaksiv Tamim, I, it says Tamim. So, what do you do with the Pasuk Tamim? So, this Bandeel will say, Ahu de Leisu Shleimim, Leisu de Nisra. That teaches us that it has to come as one board, this 10 amma high board by 1.5 amma by 1 amma has to be one solid stick of wood. It can't be two pieces that I nailed together. Idach Nami, what does the Mandi Amma who say that it gets tapered? What is it with the word yachtov? Idach Nami except yachtov. Ahu do shachafinu ma'adadi. That teaches us that has to be even. It shouldn't be one leaning this way, one leaning that way. It has to be exactly even. That's the lashon of yachtov. So, like upon we have a machlekes what the krashim looked like. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they went up tapered until they were thin as an etzba on top. And according to Rabbi Nechem, you know, there was still an amma thick on top. So, the Gemara weiter. Bishlam lamandi amar, kishem shlamaton, oivin amma kachamal, oivin amma. It's good for the amma yama holes that it was thick amma on the bottom and thick amma on top. High nuchsiv ul yachase amishkun yama tasa sisha krashim v'shnei krashim tasa l'mikutzoyis da'asi pusya da'handi m'mali l'sumcha da'handi. So let's explain this outside and read it inside again. It says that each side had 20 krashim, and that's very simple because each side was 20 was each side was 30 amas long. The Mishkan, the inside of Mishkan, was 30 amis by 10 amis. That's how was the space, the square footage inside the Mishkan was 30 amis by 10 amis. Okay, so you take the walls, you take 20 krashim on one side, it's 1.5 amis each, that's 30 amis. And both sides, 20-20, so you have 30 amis of airspace inside. Now the back wall had 6 krashim, that's what it says. 6 krashim times 1.5 is how much? Is 9 amis. 9 amas is not going to cover your whole airspace in the back because it's 10 amas of airspace inside the Mishkan. So you're left with a half amma each side because it only covered 9 amas and it's 10 amas airspace. Only have half amma each side. So they took a keresh, which is 1.5 amas wide, and they put it in the corners. So a half of that 1.5 amas covers the space in the Mishkan. The other 1 amma covers the back of the krashim, the amma width of the krashim, of the 20 krashim. So it covers that back amma of that. So the Fidaman the Omar, that everything was straight up, square to the top, Amma 1.5 Amma, so then it's very geshmak what it looked like. So read it inside. Bishlom man the Omar, Kashim Shemumatam Avyan Amma, Kachumal Avyan Amma, Heinrich Siv, it says, Yachasei HaMishkan Yoma, on the western side of the Mishkan, which means the back of the Mishkan, by the Keresh Kedoshim, Taz Shisha Kroshim, make 6 Kroshim. Ushnek, that's only 9 Amas. Ushnek Kroshim Tassel Mikhtsois. You make 2 krashim for the corner. The osi pusya dahani, the width of these krashim, memali le sumcha dahani, it fills up the width of the krashim, because a half amma of that 1.5 amma is for the inside, the square footage of the Mishkan, and the other amma is to cover the width of the krashim, that of the 20, of the row of 20. So then it's good. According to Madiyama, that it gets tapered to the like an etzba on top. What's going to happen is, if you picture it, all the 20, the width of the amma, the thickness, they taper to the top as very thin. Now, if the back krashim are the same type of krashim, so it comes out that back corner krashim are going to be sticking out a little bit because the 1.5 is always constant. That stays 1.5. So the 1.5 amma will be sticking out of the width of the krashim, of the thickness of the krashim. The thickness of the krashim got smaller on top, and this stayed 1.5 amma. So if you look down the 20 ammas, you're going to see a keresh sticking out in the corner. It doesn't look nice. First of all, if they're all square, so it's perfect, fits them perfectly. But if it gets thin to the top, so all the 20 are all thin. You look up on the 9 amas up. You look straight down. It's only etzba thick, and at the end you'll bang into a carriage. You see a width of a carriage. It's not gonna look nice. Zokti Gemara, the shaf look at turin. Those corner ones will take a shape differently. Those krashim in the corner were take a shape differently. They're shaped like mountains, which means that it was not only tapered, the one amma thickness part was tapered, but the 1.5 also was tapered on those. And therefore it was tapered on both sides, and therefore it got to a point, and it was evenly spaced and evenly looked nicely with the 20 krashim on each side. Zokti Gemara vayt. It says, it was darshan about things about the krashim more. It says in the pasuk, "Va'briya chatichoin," the middle tube that went through the krashim, b'seicha krashim. So Gemara makes a drasha. It sounds like it was one briach for all three sides. Now, how did that happen? It was inside the krashim. How did it happen? Tana b'neisa yoimid. It was a neis. The neis was, Rashi says, I stuck it in here and it turned by itself like a snake and went through the three sides. That's the Briach HaTicham. So the Krosh Tom of Neis HaYimid, Rashi says it went through the walls, the three sides, as a Neis. Zokta Gemara Vayta. It says in the Pasuk, now the Pasuk is in the Drashas about the Yerias. The Yerias are, they call it curtains, a roof, but the Yerias were, there were really three Yerias, but we're going to talk about this more, the two of the Yerias. The first Yerias is called the Mishkan. That was made out of and Tcheles, and Argomon, and Telashoni, and Sheish. There's different wool and linen. It was these big Yerias, that was called the Mishkan, and on top of that, with Yerias Ha'izim. Now, the Yerias HaMishkan were made out of 10 different Yerias, that each Yeria was 4 Amos wide by 28 Amos long. And what they did was, they attached 5 groups together, 5 of them together, into 2 groups. So 5 times 4 makes it 20, so it would end up being 20 amas by 28 amas each sheet, each curtain, and in the middle they put these little hooks and they attached it together. So that was the Mishkan, that was the first covering. Second covering actually had 11, so 11 times 4 made it 44, and it was also bigger, it was 30. It was more than 28, it was 30. So let's tomorrow talk about these Yerias. The first Yeria was the Mishkan. So it's a Mishkan Tasa Es Yerias. You make 10 Yerias, and remember we attach 5 of them, so 5 and 5. So Es Yerias, Oirech Ha'Yeriach Ashmein of Esrim Ba'amah. It was 28 Amos long, and the width we said was 4 Amos, and you attached it, and it landed between 20 and 20. But the length was 28 Amos. Shadi Erechayu Lepushi the Mishkan. You use the length across the width of the Mishkan. So let's figure it out. So Kama Havya Esrim Tamni. There's 28 Amos length. Dal Esel Igro. 10 amas go to cover the ear space over the Mishkan. So we're down to 18. Now 18 means 9 for each side. Possible test like Isa, test like Isa. 9 for the right side of the Mishkan and 9 for the left side of the Mishkan. The Rabbi Yehuda, Megali Amad Adonim. He'll cover the Kroshim down to the Adonim. The Kroshim were 10 amas high, and the first amma of the Kroshim, they had something called Adonim, these square silver things. They had 2 squares per keresh, and those little. There was little these spokes that went into the Adonim. They made it sharp, the bottom, they chiseled at the bottom of the krashim, and they went into the Adonim. So the Adonim was the first amma of height. So if you have 9 ammas each side, so according to Rav Yehuda, it didn't take any space when it went over the krashim. Why not? Because the krashim was sharp atop. So they covered 9 ammas of the krashim down to the Adonim. The only thing left was Megula, open, exposed, was only the amma of the Adonim. Rav Yehuda Megali Amad Adonim. Rav Nechemya, who holds that the keresh itself was amma thick, so you lose the amma there. So it was only 8 ammas down. So you have Megali Amad Krashim, the last amma of the Krashim is open, and the amma of Adonim. So 2 ammas on the bottom are open. Then Shadi Pusar L'Arka, then you do the width of the areas to the length, and the width we said lands up being altogether 40 ammas. Shadi Pusar L'Arka, the Mishkan, Kama Havian Arbon, it's 40 ammas. It'll be 40 amas wide, the whole Yerias now. Dal plasim legro, 30 amis takes up the ear space of the roof. Pashul lo yud, you have 10 amis left. Rabbi Yehuda mechasi amad adonim. For Rabbi Yehuda, will cover everything, even the amad adonim, because there's no thickness of the crossroom. So when it goes on the back, it covers the full 10 amis. Rabbi Nechemya megali amad adonim. For Rabbi Nechemya, since when it goes over the back, it loses the amma going over the crossroom, it'll only cover 9 amis, and the last amma of the adonim will be open. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you look at the Mishkan on the sides, all you see is the Adonim when you put on the first Urias, and the back you see nothing. According to Rabbi Chaim, on the side you see an Amma of Adonim and an Amma of Krashim, and the back you only see an Amma of Adonim. That's when you put the first Urias called the Mishkan on it. Let's see the next Urias. The Asisa Urias Izim L'Oil. So this is a little bigger. The Eirich was 30 Amis, and the width was 4, but it was times 11, it was 44. The Asisa Urias Izim L'Oil. Eirich Eiriach Ashtoshim Ba'amma. The length of the Uriah was 30 amas. Shadi Ochai Lepusio the Mishkan. You put the length to the width of the Mishkan. Kamavit Tlosin is 30 amas long. Dal Eslegra, 10 amas cover the roof. Pashlu Esla Haigis. Lo Esla Haigis, you have 10 left to each side, 10 amas left to each side. The Rabbi Yehuda Mechsiam with Adonim. Even covers the Mechsiam of Adonim. Even covers the Am of Adonim. Why? Because the Kroshim are sharp on top, it doesn't take up any space. Rav Nechemya, where the Kroshim are take up an amma of space, it's only left with 9 on each side. So, Megalia Amma Da'adonim, you're exposing the last amma of Da'adonim. Tain Amma Hachi, Va'amma Mizeh, Va'amma Zeh, Va'oidev L'chasais, Amma Sha'adonim. The Pasuk says, Va'amma Mizeh, Va'amma Mizeh, Va'oidev, you put it on the side of the Mishkan. Let me just see that the Lashon, the exact Lashon of that pasuk. The pasuk says that you put va'amizev va'amizev ba'oidef ba'irich yirias oil yias ruach al tzidei hamishkan mizem mizel chasai. So you put it on the side of the mishkan to cover it. What does it cover? So the brayso brings down the same machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rechemya va'amizev va'amizev ba'oidef lechasai amos shaladonim de Rabbi Yehuda. It covered the extra amos shaladonim that the mishkan yirias didn't cover. The yirias isn't when an extra amah each side. It covered the extra amah adonim. It covered the Amma of Kroshim, but the Amma of Adonim was still exposed. So that's the width. Now, Shadi Persiayu, we put the width of the Urias Izim La'archa to the length of the Mishkan. So Kama Havya Membarba was 44. Like we said, there's 11 Urias. There's a group of 5, a group of 6. So therefore, went 44 Amas. Dal Tlosim La'igra, 30 Amas went for the roof. Parshul Arba, sorry, now you have 14 left. What do you do with the 14? Dal Tarti La'kvela. Two of them went to the front of the Mishkan. The Chsiv, Kefalta Eseria Shishis El Mulpnei Oil. Put two amas to the front, because the front didn't have Kroshim. It had a curtain. This went a little bit, to cover the curtain a little bit, two amas to the front. Pashul Tarta Sari, you're left with 12 now. What do you do with 12? So Bishlam Yehuda, Yehuda holds you have 12, so 10 will cover the Kroshim, which were covered already, with the Adonim, and two amas will just sit on the floor behind the Mishkan. So Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Hanuk Siv, Chatzi Ariya Defes, the extra half of Ariya, which is 2 Amas, Tisrach, will be schlepping in the back. El Rabbi Nechemya, my Tisrach. The more Tisrach Mecharvata is longer than the Charvata. It's only 1 Amma on the floor, because according to Rabbi Nechemya, the Ariya's HaMishkan covered 9 Amas, because it lost 1 Amma from the Kroshim. So here, you had another 2, so it covered the Adonim and 1 Amma in the back. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was 2 Adonim that were schlepping on the floor. What's the Mishkan Daima to? Le'ishus Malachas V'shuk, like Isha is walking with a very long robe, V'shipulah Malachakara, and behind her trails her part of her robe. That's how the Mishkan looked. It had in back this piece of the Urias that were on the floor. And if Rabbi Yehuda was 2 Amas, V'yam Chemi was 1 Amas. Tanar Abonon, Charitzim Hayu Akroshim, the Kroshim were dug out on the bottom, Hayu. Hakroshim, the chalulim hayu adonim. The adonim had a hole, and these charutzim, these pegs that were now carved out in the bottom of the kroshim went into the holes in the adonim. That's one thing. V'nirin, another thing. V'nirin kroshim v'lois k'chavim l'rikia. When you looked up at the arias and you saw these kroshim l'lois, it looked like stars in the sky. What's pshat? Zok the Ritva. The l'lois made out of tchelis. They were blue. The crossim were made out of gold, so they were shiny. So the lois are the loops. When you had the groups of 5 and 5, they each at the end they made loops, 50 loops, and they connected it with these crossim, these hooks that were gold. So you looked up the sky, looked up onto the roof, you saw blue with these shiny hooks attached to it. It looked like stars in the beautiful blue sky.